Blog Talk Radio.
Study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Also, we right along with that, we study his people. And we study strangers, different nations, as should be. We all should be cognizant of everything in this universe. Most importantly, the Creator, Yah. That's why we feel that it's pertinent that you get these studies right. Because if you start off right, you end up right. If you start off wrong, you end up wrong. It's just that simple. That's what Mama used to tell me, and Mama didn't tell any lie in that regard, too. You start off wrong, you end up wrong. You start off right, you end up right. It's just that simple. That's why we pray that you get these studies correct. You get your fundamentals correct. You receive wisdom and understanding right along with that. You meditate on Yah's word. And most importantly, you apply Yah's word. It works if you work it. Meaning, just studying something and not applying it does you no earthly good. Because not only study these words of Yah, but you must make the right application in that regard. It's true. I, along with my brother and friend from New York City, Brother Cottrell, gladly bring these studies to your attention. And once we provided these studies for your attention, it's up to you. We've done our part. We can't make anything work for you. It works if you work it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. My brother and friend from New York City, Brother Cartrell, loves the Most High, as I do, with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. It should be. Praise Yah. So without further ado, let me bring him right on because we're getting into the last study, the last chapter in Shofar Shoftim. Y'all call it Judges. That is not the correct name. Shofar Shoftim is the correct name for this book, and this is the last chapter. It shows the compassion of our nation in spite of the friction with Benjamin. They still have love and compassion, and they fear for them, as we should for one another. Praise Yah. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of Yom Sufari, Sister Nasanya, Sister Abiyah, and all the family that's out there. Shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing?
Shalom, brother. We're doing good. Thank you very
praise
much,
you.
Brother. And how's
good
your
you.
Family? How's your family?
Everybody's well. Soraya. Praise Yah. Thank you, Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yeah. A lot of adversity out here in the world. A lot of trials and tribulations. But I feel safe, me and my family. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, brother.
You were talking about applying what we learned on this Blog Talk for Real Talk radio show. And
right.
I was talking to a brother today,
mm-hmm.
and I made a comparison, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him I practiced and studied martial art for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went from the white belt to the brown belt level,
mm-hmm.
and the art I studied was V75.
Right.
And I said to him, you can read a book on V75, all the exercises we do, all the techniques that we do, how to defend, how to be aggressive. You could read it. But if you don't apply it, guess what? It ain't going to help you that you read it and you know it, but you haven't applied it.
Exactly.
So you could read about V75 and all its techniques. But if you don't apply it, it ain't going to do you no good if you don't know how to use it.
Exactly, Brother Carter. Point taken.
Yes. So we're talking about the spiritual realm where people are bankrupt today. And what we're learning is spiritual and historical. How many people read the book of Judges or, quote, the book of Shoftim? How many people do you know?
I think it's... The numbers are very much, minimal, at least.
And we talk a lot about Shimshon, Samson, strongest man to ever live. He's the last judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that judge system in our nation did not work. Because every time a judge reigned, a couple of years, 40, 20 years, after they died, what did our people do?
Go right back to doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
And the evidence today shows the same thing.
Exactly.
We don't have strong leadership. It's like every man for himself, everybody leaning on their own understanding. And therein lies our problem, because we're not united when we think like that.
Exactly.
Praise God.
But Brother Cartrell, you will see a gathering together process as we regard Benjamin, a compassionate response. We could have been bitter. We could have been said, hell with them Negroes, unlike what we do today. We had beat the brakes on them. So it was time to relent. But when it first started off, it was put in some sort of way. I mean, we ain't going to have to eat folk. But let's get right into the studies, Katya. Be ready.
Just one thing. You said, yeah, we show compassion. But while we're showing compassion, we're showing ignorance at the same time. Because in this chapter we're about to read, there was never consultation of the Most High from the beginning. You wait till after a problem that you created to ask the Most High for answers. And it seems like he's not really answering us because we have to suffer the consequences based on the choices that we make.
Exactly. I'm sure to seek the foot of Most High first and foremost in any endeavor, guys.
And when we don't, and when we don't, what happens?
Consequences for your actions. Just that simple, guys.
That ain't just a story in a book, Ak. It's evident on how we living right now. We ain't consulting y'all, and we can't solve none of our problems, all the problems that we have.
Exactly. Point well taken, brother. Point well taken. All right, Brother Cottrell. Fellow students, if you're ready to get in that study, by all means. Now, the men of Israel had sworn an oath at Mizpah. And this is without Yah's consultation. They, like Cottrell said, they took it upon themselves without the consultation of Yah. The men of Israel had sworn an oath at Mizpah. And they couldn't
I'm sorry, Yamsa. They didn't realize what they were saying out their mouth.
Exactly.
What kind of oath are you taking?
Yeah. Shouldn't have said that. So now.
Just like Jephthah. He should have said, the first thing out of my house, I'm going to sacrifice to you. So we talk about Jephthah and how his daughter had to be sacrificed. But these men are falling to, and it's more than one. You're talking about the whole nation.
Right.
All the tribes, aside from Benjamin, making this oath. Why would you make an oath like this?
Right. Well, they spoke out of emotions. And when you speak out of emotions, there's consequences as a result of that. As just said in Jephthah, when he spoke, the oath said, I'll pay you back, Yah, whatever come out of my house. And that was his only child, his daughter. And he had to sacrifice her because he made that commitment. We have to be very cognizant, people, of the words that come out of our mouth. Don't think before you speak.
And the fact that,
go ahead.
One more thing.
Go ahead,
one more thing, Yom. When our ancient fathers spoke an oath or gave a vow or said something out their mouth, guess what? They didn't backtrack on it. They had to live with the consequences of what they said, right?
To your own hurt sometimes, Cottrell. To your
today,
own
what
hurt.
We do? We can make a vow and say, I ain't say that. I ain't say that, nah.
Exactly.
No, you said it. You got it. Oh, praise God. We brought it. I mean, you said it. You got to live by what you said. But we don't value words like they did in ancient times because they know that what they said, they have to live by. You made an oath. You can't backtrack on it.
Our word should be our bond, Katrio.
Our word should be our bond. Word is bond.
Thank you, brother. And here's what the oath they made. None of us shall give his daughter to Benjamin as a wife. Then the people came to the house of Yah and remained there before Yah till evening. They lifted up their voices and wept bitterly and said, O Yah, Elohim of Israel, why has this come to pass in Israel that today there should be one tribe missing? As a result of their statement, as a result of their opposite. Go ahead, Kadriel.
They know how they got into the situation they got into.
Exactly.
And because of the situation that they in, you went into now to cry to Yah?
Yeah. Well, you should have sought God's counsel first and foremost before you made that oath. Thank you, brother. Exactly. So it was the next morning that the people rose early and built that altar there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. The children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not come up with the assembly, who didn't make that oath? For they had made a great oath concerning anyone who had not, they're looking for a way out of this situation, this dilemma they placed themselves in, who had not come up to Yah at Mizpah saying, he shall surely be put to death.
So, and the Jews,
Yes, go ahead.
They doubled down on the oath.
Exactly.
They made an oath for themselves, and they saying what they saying here is that anybody that didn't make the oath, they going to take out.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Well, that's how we do, Katria, even in modern times, contemporary times. We double down on the madness.
So you included people that's not even there.
Exactly.
You saying the people that didn't make this oath, what you going to do to them?
Right. You going to kill them.
Okay. Is that right?
Because you know that's wrong. You in there crying before the Elohim as to the oath you made, yet you continue to pursue the nonsense by the madness you issue. Well, if you didn't come up here and make this oath, we're going to kill you. That's madness, Katria.
So that lets you know you cannot follow men. You must follow the path that the Most High has given us, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
So these brothers about to do damage to their own people.
Yeah.
Their own people who didn't make the oath that they made.
Something that they disagree with themselves. Crazy, man. I'm on strong.
They shouldn't have made that oath. They shouldn't have made that oath. Because that oath would eliminate the tribe of Benjamin, which shows you that we can marry in any other tribe, except...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And here's why you know what you're saying is correct, Katria. Why? And even though they doubled down on the matter, and the children of Israel grieved for Benjamin, their brothers, and said, one tribe is cut off from Israel today. Why? Because of that oath you made and the double downing of it. What shall we do for why? Even then you having second thoughts again. And you said, what shall we do for wives for those who remain? Seeing we have sworn by Yah that we would not give them our daughters as wives. And they said, what one is there from the children of Israel who did not come up to Mesva to Yah? And in fact, no one had come to the camp at Jabez, Gilead, to the assembly. For when the people were counted, indeed, not one of the inhabitants of Jabez, Gilead, was there. So the congregation sent out their 12,000 of their most valiant men and commanded them, saying, they are brothers. Go and strike the inhabitants. No. Here's what they do. Like they triple down. Go and strike the inhabitants of Jabez, Gilead. I mean, they tripling down with the edge of the sword, including the women and the children. Come on now. And this is the thing you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male, every woman who has known man intimately. So they found among the inhabitants. Yeah, go ahead, Katria. Yes.
We ain't talking about Canaanites. We ain't talking about Ammonites. We ain't talking about Moabites. We ain't talking about Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites. Who we talking about here to get an attack?
Our own people.
Come on, man. How did they formulate their minds to attack their own brothers just to get wives for the Benjamites? Because these brothers didn't go along with their foolish oath that they made. You gonna attack innocent Israelites that didn't go along with your oath, didn't swear by your oath. You're gonna attack them, kill them, take their virgin daughters to make up for the mistake that you made.
That's what I'm saying. They had underhanded motives. They had underhanded motives. You gonna kill all these Israelites because you're trying to patch up something instead of doing the thing the right way, which you should have did, was seek the counsel of the Most High. Now you're trying to patch it up by killing these Israelites to justify your own action because they didn't show up and show out with your nonsense. Now you have underhanded interior motives. And here's what it is. So they found among the inhabitants of Jabez, Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man intimately. They brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Then the whole congregation sent word to the children of Benjamin, these men who were at the rock of Rimmon, and announced peace to them, a peace treaty. So Benjamin came back at that time. They gave them the women whom they had saved alive of the women of Yabesh Gilead, and yet they had not found enough of them. Because, you know, it was 600 of those brothers. So they only had enough for 400. They had 200 more. And then the men grieved for Benjamin because Yah had made a void in the tribes of Israel. Yeah? Seemed like you the catalyst for that. Then the elders of the congregation said, what shall we do for wives for those who remain, since the women of Benjamin have been destroyed? They said, there must be an inheritance from the survivors of Benjamin, that a tribe may not be destroyed from Israel. However, we cannot give them wives from our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn an oath, saying, cursed be the one who gives a wife to Benjamin. Then they said, in fact, then they doing some more under, come on, man. Then, oh, Lord. Then they said, in fact, they're the yearly feast of Yah in Shiloh. And they conspiring to undermine their own oath, which is north of Bethel on the east side of the highway. They got a little festival every year that goes up from Bethel to Shechem and south of Lebanon. Therefore, they instructed the children, the 200 men remaining, saying, go, lie in wait. Now, we didn't give them to you now. We just set it up. Go lie in wait in the vent and watch. Just when the daughters of Shiloh, which are Israelites women, come out to perform their dance, then come out from the vineyard, every man catch a wife for himself from the daughters of Shiloh, which are Israelite women. Then go to the, take them to the land of Benjamin. Then it should be, when their fathers or their brothers come to us to complain that we will say to them, conspiracy, be kind to them for our sakes, because we did not take a wife from any of them in the war. Be kind to them, for it is not as though you've given the women to them, and that you didn't give them to them, they took them. So let it go. Making yourself guilty of the oath, but they set it up. They set it up from these Israelites in Shiloh, because they knew a feast that the young women there, they were doing their dance. And y'all go take them. Take them back to the land of Benjamin. And when they come to get at you, we're going to say, come on now. Y'all know how that go, man. You young fellas, man, they need a young tender. You know? But you didn't break your oath. All this jabbing and conniving, when they should have seek y'all first and foremost. And the children of Benjamin did so. They took enough wives for their numbers from those who danced, whom they caught. Then they went and returned to their inheritance, their land. And they rebuilt the cities and dwelt in them. So the children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family. They went out from there, every man to his inheritance, his land. In those days, there were no kings in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes, just like we're doing today in this modern contemporary life. Just like all this underhanded, running your mouth off before you speak to Yah, his consultation. Then doubling down, killing your brothers and sisters because they didn't go along with your nonsense. Then the conspiracy to get Benjamin wives from the Israelites and telling the folk they took them from. Hey, man, come on, man. There they go, man. You know, the man, the fella need, you know, they need some love, man. They ain't never 600, 200 left. Let it go, man. You didn't give your daughter to them. They took them. Just let it go. Come on, man. That's doing too much, Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic.
Praise Yah. How many codes did they break?
Man, a whole bunch of them.
because you went to war with brothers that wasn't at war with you in Gilead. Killed these brothers, killed their wives, and took their virgin women. And that's your compensation for what you did to the tribe of Benjamin. Even though the tribe of Benjamin was out of order, to the degree that only 600 men of the tribe of Benjamin was left, that's crazy. 600 men left in the tribe of Benjamin. You can't even imagine that.
They're keeping wives and children, obviously. Because all the wives and children of Benjamin, they dead.
So, actually, we're supposed to go from the book of Judges to the book of Kings.
Ruth. Right.
Yeah. Ruth.
Yeah, we're going in order. We're gonna keep them connected. Because the reason why I want to go to Montreal, I wanna show the innate nature of King David. I wanna show what kind of family this man came from, his father came from. The major character of young King David, his father,
right,
his grandmother,
and that's
his grandpa.
But the fact is, we were from judges to kings,
right?
Because we didn't have a king. Keep for nothing. In those days, there was no king in Israel. And we're just coming off the story of the tribe of Benjamin, who was reduced to 600 men.
Exactly.
Who was the first king in Israel? Who was the first king in Israel?
The first king of Israel was King Saul. He was a Benjamin.
How ironic.
Mm-hmm.
How ironic.
Exactly.
Because the tribe of Benjamin was about to be eliminated.
Exactly.
Right? And the first king of Israel.
Right. Would have never existed. We do too much contrary. Without any consultation from the Most High. We should consult the Most High by any situation, great, small, and little, and in between. It's just that simple, contrary.
And in that consultation of the Most High, the elders of Israel made an error. Because as they go to the kings, they're asking for a king.
Exactly.
As opposed to the elders understanding that we're supposed to all be connected with Yah spiritually. And we don't need no earthly king because Yah is our king.
Exactly.
And we should be guided by his prophets and his word. But Yah appeased us. Y'all want a king? I'm going to give you a king.
Right.
From the tribe that you almost eliminated.
Exactly.
How about that? From the tribe you almost eliminated, I'm going to give you your first king. And based on you asking for this king ain't going to be right. Was King Saul right with Yah? Oh, no.
No, he wasn't.
All right, so we got to know our history and how the dots connect.
So what is your suggestion, Mr. Kacha? Do we proceed in the character building of King David, or should we skip Ruth and go into Kings?
All these books are important.
Exactly.
And the origins of King David, we could go through that because that's how it's laid out.
Okay.
The next book is the Book of Ruth.
We'll do that, brother. Because we want to know something about his grandmother and his grandfather. Just in the case of Ruth, Ruth was a young woman. Boaz was an OG, as we call him. But she had love and respect for that brother. And he had love and respect for her. Sometimes age doesn't make a difference. It's the difference we make about ages in every regard. She knew it was in her best interest. She knew that brother would look after her and look out for her. And she would look out for him. She would be gracious and grateful to look out for Boaz. It's true. So, and it shows the character of both of these people. And he wasn't looking for her. I mean, really, he wasn't. He was quite content in his status. And she really wasn't looking for him, per se. She was quite content with her relationship with Naomi and whatnot. But if we go to study in this chapter beginning tomorrow, let's not just go through this. Let's look at the character of all people involved. Naomi, Ruth Boaz, and so on and so forth. So we can get a grasp on the character of King Dawid. What made King Dawid, King Dawid? Okay? Thank you, Brother Cartier. Well,
so So, all right. You know, you like to get ahead of the story and give us a preview, you know, a trailer for what's up to come.
Exactly.
But in the book of Ruth, you got to keep in mind, you just got out of the book of Judges, right?
Right.
And everybody was doing that which is right in their own eyes.
Exactly.
So when we get to the book of Ruth, we discover that there's some people that's following the codes of Yah.
Exactly. In spite of the fact
that there's a king or judge at the time.
Exactly.
So you have to watch the codes, because in the story of Ruth, you got people following the codes that Yah laid down.
Exactly. Which we should be immolating ourselves in spite of what everybody else is doing. Praise Yah.
And the story you just read about the judges in the Judges, Book of Judges, about these Israelites, these Benjamites, none of them was following the codes, were they?
No.
So you set up this... You heard of that Sadie Hawkins thing?
Sadie Hawkins. Right.
And what's Sadie Hawkins about?
Getting you a woman.
Oh, yeah. Where'd they get that from? You know where they got that from, this story right here?
You know where they got it from.
Oh, yeah. Sadie Hawkins Day comes from this story that we just read.
Exactly.
And the codes that are not followed, when you give a virgin daughter from your family, when a father has a virgin daughter and a man approaches you to marry your daughter, what are the codes that are involved?
You have to give a dowry, Kajri.
There you go. Did they give a dowry in this study that we're studying tonight?
No.
That's why these fathers are upset. Mm-hmm. They're not getting a dowry for their daughters. You're violating the codes, trying to cover up for the mistake that you're made. That's what you're doing. Don't say nothing. We killed your brothers and stuff, and we're not giving them to y'all. Just have compassion on these brothers because they ain't got no wives left.
Come on, man. You killed my family.
Yeah.
And you want us to have compassion. Okay. The absurdity of it all, Kajra. Where you
that's,
have
that's the, that's those are elements for a second civil war.
Mm-hmm.
But praise Yah, they didn't go into a second civil war.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kajra. Enough of them already. Well, fellow students, Kajra is about to lead us into the last segment of study. Tonight in the Songs of Solomon in chapter 7. Cartrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One Yisrael. And it's so amazing, you know, the thoughts that he put into our minds about King Solomon writing a song about his wife and how our marriage should go. Because we just read in the book of Judges, how marriages should not go. So Yah's on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So now, chapter 7 is the completion of this courtship, of this proposal of marriage. Now it's the consummation of the marriage. So in chapter 7, King Solomon is checking out his beautiful wife, and it's time for consummation. Chapter 7, King Solomon says, "How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O noble daughter. Your round thighs are like jewels." She's butt naked. He's looking at her thighs.
Mm-hmm.
From her feet to her thighs, he's working his way up. Mm-hmm. The work of a master's hand. Who are you talking about? He's talking about Almighty God. Because you know Almighty God creates women so beautiful, you can't resist them.
Mm-hmm.
So from the thighs that go to the navel is rounded bowls that never lack mixed wine. Your belly is a heap of wheat enriched with lilies. Yeah, he ready to taste that. Mm-hmm. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of gazelle. She's butt naked. She ain't got no clothes on. Your neck mm-hmm. is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like pools of Heshbon by the gates of Bast Rabin. Your nose is like a tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus. Lebanon, Damascus is still around today, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Damascus is the capital of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Your head crowns you like Carmel, and your flowing locks are like purple. Could that be why sisters dyed their hair purple today, Yamsa?
Possibility.
A king is held captive in the tresses. He's talking about her hair, wavy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Our women got wavy hair. How beautiful and pleasant you are. I think Barry Gordy should have signed King Solomon up for some lyrics for some love songs.
For sure.
Oh, loved one, with all your delights, your statue is like a palm tree. You got a smile so bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have been some sunshine. Yeah, you got to compliment these women on their beauty.
Right.
Your breasts are like clusters. I say I will climb the palm trees and lay hold of its fruit. Oh, may your breasts be like clusters of vine, and the scent of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine. You know, they're getting intimate right here, son.
Exactly.
It goes down smoothly for my beloved, gliding over lips and teeth. Mm. Get that sweet kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I am my beloved, and he is mine. That's who you come one, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Intimately. Come, my beloved, let's go out to the fields and lodges and the villages. Let's go out to early. Let's go out early to the vineyards to see whether the vines have budded, whether the grape blossoms have opened and the pomegranates are in bloom. What time of the year is that, Yamsu? You know?
Springtime. Springtime.
Yeah. Every spring, love is in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then mm-hmm. I will give you my love. Oh, we about to get it on. Knocking boots, baby.
Right.
The mandrake. You know what the mandrakes are for, right?
Yeah, the mandrake is Viagra at that time.
Ancient Viagra. Mandrakes. Mm-hmm. Give forth fragrance. You can smell them. I don't know if you can smell that blue pill, but you can smell that mandrake.
Stop it. You can see it, but you can't smell it.
Okay. Inside our doors are all choice fruits, new as well as old. Got to be some dried raisins, dried prune. Mm. I like dried fruit, apricots,
yep,
new
figs.
As well as old. Mm. Yeah, man. Which I have laid up for you. She got it all prepared. Oh, my beloved. Mm. Ain't that a beautiful thing? Man.
That's beautiful.
That's it ain't true. Like what the Benjamites was doing.
No, man.
Yeah.
No.
You got to direct your attention to the wife, to your soulmate,
mm-hmm.
and show your appreciation.
Exactly.
And
well,
King
it
Solomon.
Came both, well, it came mm-hmm. from both ends, Brother Cottrell. They both showed appreciation. Yeah, both of them showed appreciation. They didn't take
Peaches
anything for granted.
Right. Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle. Who else was out mm-hmm. there? Marvin Gaye and Diana
yeah,
Ross? That's right. How it's supposed to go. That's how love goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how love
Al
goes.
Green, Al Green and that woman was, I forget her name, put it on paper. Al Green and Lionel, put it on paper. Yeah.
And Yamsu, there was one time that our brothers and sisters had a eternal, everlasting appreciation for one another.
Exactly.
Now I see our sisters running with white men. I see our brothers running with white women. Like, nah, something went wrong.
Exactly.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong in the matrix.
Exactly.
Because we had the everlasting.
Therein lies another one of our dilemmas.
Learning the ways of people. Marrying them, and if we know our history, we know that that's what got us in trouble, right?
Exactly. And number one, as we learn, right, as we learn from Judges, first and foremost, y'all are not seeking Yah. First and foremost.
How many people are talking about the book of Judges?
I would say the number is minuscule.
Yeah. We talk about Samson, we talk about Deborah, and a few judges that we know. But if you look at the judges and who we're talking about, guess what? We're the same people.
Exactly. Same people.
Jewish people pride themselves on maintaining their Judaism no matter where they are, wherever they at. They don't become Christians. They don't become Muslims. They don't become Buddhists. Yeah, okay. That's not ancient Israelites. Israelites tried out every other nation. They followed the ways of the nations. And our characteristics is every religion out there, we're going to try it.
That's why I said we have become a monstrosity culture.
Mm-hmm. Been a monstrosity from ancient times. Book of Judges reveals it.
Exactly. Bacatriel, brother, that was an informative, enlightening, spiritually connecting. And our question is this at the end of these studies. Cartrell and I provided these studies free of charge to you. What are you going to do about it? It works only if you work it. That's true. Meditate on Yah's word, then apply Yah's word. It works only if you work it. It's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Kotcher, further remarks and our comments are shalom's or good nights.
Yes, sir. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. It goes back to what I said in the beginning. Me and my son, we studied D75 for 4 years. And we had to write down everything we was learning. Every kata, every pinta. You could read what we wrote. But if you don't apply it, it ain't going to help you if you just read it. It's in your head. And you understand what we wrote. So, yeah, what we're teaching you, you can read, you can understand what we're trying to tell you. But the application of it is what makes you stronger. And we're talking about spiritual application.
Exactly.
We can't be making the same mistakes that our forefathers made, and the Most High shown us our human nature.
Exactly.
And when we look, we see we're doing the same thing that our ancient fathers did. So are we strong enough to make a change? And to make a change is the application of what we're reading. Praise Yah. We love Yah. Hope Yah learning from this. Hope Yah applying it, because we need our people to apply it as one nation. Our people is about to destroy the tribe of Benjamin. Why? Because the tribe of Benjamin was a codified. You follow the ways of the Sodomites and Gomorites. You look for a man to sleep with. That's not even natural.
No.
So we got the same problems today. They're advocating LGBTQ, and we the poster child for that. How do you wind up being the poster child for that?
Oh, they make us poster child for everything despicable and disgusting.
You got men on TV now kissing each other. That's normal.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No doubt.
We got to know the codes. We got to know the codes.
Exactly.
That's what we destroy.
Exactly.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Patriot, good point. May the most, may we bless the Most High.
Every day.
May the Most High bless us. Praise and bless the Most High. We love y'all, as Patriot alluded to. Most High willing. Be back tomorrow. Come study with us. Praise Yah. Shalom and good night.
Hey, stand in the circle of peace. Cause only the willing will see their dreams. Proving them wrong, it's so much fun. what you believe. For the sins of society, the children aren't guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace.
Is the most and the most is the least when you're living in a world.